For the past 2 days, the House Finance Committee has heard testimony on what it should cut from the operating budget and what it should not. Opposition has been especially vocal when it comes to an $8.4 million reduction in behavioral health funding. Kathy Collum serves on the board of Juno Youth Services, an organization that receives state grants. Her son also received treatment there. Collum urged the Finance Committee to keep funding for behavioral and mental health at the level set by the governor's budget. She says the money spent on her son benefited him and the state.
I feel that a year at Miller House is what prevented my son from becoming another faceless number in an overcrowded prison system.
The $8.4 million cut isn't from any specific program. It's getting rid of a pot of money that hasn't actually been allocated. The concern is that by moving it from the budget, it could lower the base funding level for behavioral health in future years. Representative Lindsay Holmes, an Anchorage Republican, says the committee is focused on tightening the budget in the face of a deficit, but that they are taking the public's testimony very seriously.
We hope people keep in mind that I know there are certain changes that have been made to the budget that have a lot of people concerned. It is a long process. This is one of the very early stages.
The Finance Committee is expected to start taking amendments on the budget as soon as Monday.